Can you dope your way to the top? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Lance Armstrong has given up his fight against the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, and that strips him of every one of his Tour de France victories. They're going to defrock him, even though he never tested positive for any banned substance, which seems strange. Hundreds of tests, never failed a one. That's the other part of this, that he and his team were not only cheaters, but bullies. In the famous 60 Minutes interview that broke the story last year, teammate Tyler Hamilton said Armstrong actually did test positive for EPO in 2001, but cycling authorities arranged for him to meet with the director of the Swiss test lab to make sure those results were never revealed. Armstrong, of course, denies it. We may never know the truth. But some things we do know. We know that he overcame the cancer that had a 50% chance of killing him. We know that he endured rounds of chemotherapy, which has a devastating effect on the body. And not only did he get through it, but then he pushed himself in the off-season more than anybody else did. And we know that he did, in fact, finish ahead of everybody else in all those races under his own power. And we know that whatever he was taking that might have helped him to do it didn't make him crazy or cause hair to grow out of his fingernails. His critics say that Lance Armstrong is a liar and a cheater. But I suspect a lot of people, especially cancer survivors, will look at this case and say, maybe he cheated, maybe he's a bully, but in the meantime, I'll have what he's having. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Dave Ross, part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP.